It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, Pastor Bright, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. We really appreciate your time.
Well, it's a pleasure that you have me today, and I do pray that God, in His infinite wisdom and mercy, He will speak to a soul that is listening today.
Indeed. Today and this week, we're focusing on compassion. What is compassion, Pastor?
Well, compassion really is, if I'm to give you a dictionary definition, but let me start to the information that we gathered around a study that was done according by Berkeley University, which says compassion literally means to suffer together. And the other dictionary definition that I would love to quickly give is: compassion means to suffer with another person. And so basically, compassion is the beyond the feeling. You are feeling for somebody, but you also want to move in and be a part of what that particular individual is feeling. So you are touched. Not only are you touched, but you attach yourself to a particular individual, a particular situation. In a nutshell, that would be my definition of compassion.
Okay. So when we're talking about compassion, we tend to confuse it with sympathy. So the distinction, what's the distinction between sympathy and compassion?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Like it has been defined, compassion means suffering with another person. If one is in pain, it also means you are part of the pain. You are carrying along the pain this individual has. And so, in other words, you are part of a particular situation.
That's right.
But for sympathy, really, you are saying, well, I am sorry you are going through that. I feel sorry for you. And there is nothing you can do beyond that. You are just feeling sorry for this particular individual. This is my understanding. This is my definition, that you know that for people who say, I sympathize with your situation. Basically, they are saying, or in reference, they are saying, you are going through what is bad.
Okay.
But I have nothing beyond these words. I have nothing beyond this feeling to let you feel how much I feel for you. It can only end here. There is nothing I can do. So compassion, you are part of. Sympathy, it's only but a feeling.
Okay. All right. So what's the importance of compassion? Why is it necessary, or is it necessary?
Compassion is very necessary. And compassion is very important. I'm going to drive you to a point in time when Jesus, because we are driven by Christ, and that's the reason why we are called Christians. I will start by saying this, that first of all, compassion, you did ask earlier about the difference between compassion and sympathy. Let me combine these words for compassion to mean a painful sympathy. Like you find this very challenging a moment that somebody is going through. But let me illustrate this painful sympathy. According to Noah Webster, who quoted Luke chapter 15 in the Bible and verse 20, the Bible says his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Now, that verse is very significant to give you and me a proper illustration of what compassion is all about. This man had let his child go. We are talking about the prodigal son here. Yeah. He let his child go into the world. And after he had done all the things that rendered him bankrupt, he eventually returns home. And because the father, in a way, is well aware that it wouldn't have been any easier for my child, he saw from a distance when he was coming. Maybe he was expecting, but he did see. And when he saw, here is what happens. The father was compassionate. This compassion that he felt for his child probably is because of how he looked anyway, because he had no food when he eventually ran out of money. Yeah. He had no accommodation. And you want to agree with me that he had run out of shape. And so the father, seeing from a distance, what does he do? He runs after the son and he embraces him. He kisses him. Now, can you imagine what that would do to somebody who stood from where he was and said, I am not worthy. I should be considered like one of the hired servants. But then this is what compassion does. It makes you feel needed. It gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you a reason once again to believe that you are not an outcast, that you are loved by somebody. And that's why now we can say compassion is very important, because it re-energizes an individual. It revitalizes somebody who felt as though they were not needed. And that's why it becomes very important. That's the reason why it is needed even in our time. Why is it important? It is important because at the end of the day, it gives somebody hope to look forward to the future.
So my final question, Pastor, what does a life without compassion look like?
let me pick this one from two extremes, if you permit me.
That's okay.
A life without compassion, first of all, would be a life, in my own understanding, a life that has no basis to live for. Let's quickly pick on the situation in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 14, you'd like to pick from there, when Jesus fed the 5,000 women and children not counted in this number. You'd also want to pick another experience in Matthew, chapter 15. We can pick it from verse 2. He fed another 4,000. Now, these experiences are telling you and me that there are at one point people who were stranded, and in the absence of compassion, these people would have suffered. Matthew chapter 15 is actually very very significant here. Let me read verse 32 for you here. The Bible says, then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd. This is Christ. He has compassion. Reason is given. Because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. Now here is what Jesus is saying. I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on their way. Let's underline the last few words there, about five words. Lest they faint on the way. Here is what a life without compassion would be.
Yeah.
On their way, they will faint.
Okay.
I am saying this because I want to highlight something here that speaks to me. If you have no one that is compassionate about your situation, it means you are going to go down the road alone, and if anything, God forbid, is to happen to you, it will happen to you all by yourself. In other ways, you will have no one to help you along the way as you carry on. But Jesus here is demonstrating to say you need to be compassionate about people's situations. Yeah. They are hungry because they've been with him for a period of 3 days, and he says, we can't send them away. If we do, what if on their way they faint and fall down? It means we will be held accountable in a way. So I'm speaking from two extremes.
Yeah,
there is an extreme where you will have to give compassion because of somebody that you actually do not even know how they'll fare in the next day. A quick example is that of the story of the Good Samaritan, we love to call it. This is compassion illustrated. Look at the two, the high priest and the Levite, who ignored. Now, in an event, there was no one, the Samaritan, that was going to pass after that. What would have happened to this soul? This man who was beaten by thugs would have died there, when actually the high priest, the priest and the Levite had passed there before.
Yeah.
But because compassion existed in the heart of this Samaritan, I love Christ for the fact that he had to use a Samaritan to say it took an outcast, it took somebody who was not loved, it took somebody who was not even considered worthy of somebody's love, because there was this enmity between the Jews and the Samaritans. He at the end of the day is showing compassion, and we see this man being lifted on the donkey and is taken into an inn. When compassion exists, somebody is going to find life. When compassion exists, somebody will have their bills paid for. When compassion exists, somebody is going to have the next meal the next day. So the absence of compassion means life in itself is going to be useless for you. That's the reason why we, at the end of the day, as children of God, we need to be compassionate. We have to be compassionate about the affairs of another person. Let's go back to our definition of compassion. It is painful sympathy, the words I have used here, which in other words, it is telling you that you need to feel for somebody. Not only are you feeling for somebody, but you need to be a part of what this somebody is feeling. And if you are a part of, then you will not rejoice. You will not glory in somebody's suffering. You will not be the first one to post on social media that they are suffering. If you are going to do that, then you are doing it for yourself. Remember the greatest commandment: love your neighbor as you love yourself. Forget about God in this instance. I'm not saying we shouldn't love God, because that we pretend we do. But let's speak it in this way. You have a neighbor that is suffering. You are not. Are you going to be happy because your neighbor is suffering? If the principle is I love myself, and the command is I should love my neighbor as I love myself. So you see at the end of the day that life without compassion looks like something that is dead.
Okay.
The man who was beaten on the street would have died. He would have died. But thank God for compassion, the compassion of the Samaritan, whom we call a good Samaritan, that his life was saved. So in a nutshell, compassion gives life. The absence of compassion is death.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please pray for us as we close.
Shall we pray? Father in heaven, thank you this afternoon for your mercies that endure with us all day long. This afternoon, God, we are grateful that you took time to remind us we need to be compassionate. This reminder comes at the backdrop of the template that you laid for us, Christ Jesus. And because this, Heavenly Father, we must do, we ask for grace. We ask, Heavenly Father, for your mercy to enable us to see that the suffering of another is our suffering too. I want to pray and ask, Savior Divine, that this day that you have reminded us, we need this in order for us to demonstrate your true character. You give us the power. Energize us with the Holy Spirit that, Heavenly Father, we will be able to do that which you demand from us. So I pray now that, Heavenly Father, for the days we haven't shown mercy, compassion to others, please forgive us. This day moving forward, give us the heart to do according to your will. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Bright, thank you very much for your time. See you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.